Ali. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vana Chari. Yamuna Tira Vana Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Kunja Bihari. Shri the Prabhupada Ki Jai. Oh, okay. Nice. Thanks. Just briefly, my name is Balaram Das, and I'm a disciple of His Holiness Giriraj Swami, and I joined the Hare Krishna movement in San Diego, California, when I was 18, out of high school, and I've been there for the last 20 years, serving in the Brahmacharya Ashram there. And so just first time here to... New Raman Reti, so very happy to be here with all of you. So this morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3. I think it's the status quo, chapter 25, the glories of devotional service, and we'll be reading from text 9. So if you could please repeat after me. Ya Adyo Bhagavan Pumsam Ishvaro Vai Bhavan Kila Lokasya Tamasandasya Chakshu Surya Ivoditaha. Ya Adyo Bhagavan Pumsam Ishvaro vai bhavan kila lokasya tamasandasya chakshusurya ivoditaha. Ya adyo bhagavan pumsam Ishvaro Vaibhavan Kila Lokasya Tamasandasya Chakshusoya Ivoditaha Ya Adya Bhagavan Pumsam Ishvara Vaibhavan Kila Lokasya Tamasandasya Chakshusoya Ivoditaha. Okay, please chant. Please repeat after me. Yaha, he who, adyaha, the origin, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Pumsam, of all living entities, Ishvaraha, the Lord, Vai, in fact, Bhavan, you, Kila, indeed, Lokasya, of the universe, Tamasa, by the darkness of ignorance, Andasya, blinded, Chakshuhu, I, Suryaha, the sun, Eva, like, Uditaha, risen. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin and the Supreme Lord of all living entities. You have arisen to disseminate the rays of the sun in order to dissipate the darkness of the ignorance of the entire universe. The ignorance of the universe, purport. Kapila Muni is accepted as an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Here the word Adyaha means the origin of all living entities, and Pumsam Ishvara means the Lord Ishvara of the living entities, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Kapila Muni is the direct expansion of Krishna, who is the Son of Spiritual Knowledge, S-U-N, the Son of Spiritual Knowledge. As the sun dissipates the darkness of the universe, so when the light of the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes down, it at once dissipates the darkness of Maya. We have our eyes, but without the light of the sun, our eyes are of no value. Similarly, without the light of the Supreme Lord, or without the divine grace of the spiritual master, one cannot see things as they are. Om Ajnana Tivarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshulan Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Bukam Katitavachalam Pangam Langai Te Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurundini Tarinam Vancha Kalpudri Bishcha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Okay, one more time the translation. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin and Supreme Lord of all living entities. You have arisen to disseminate the rays of the sun in order to dissipate the darkness of the ignorance of the universe. We are very close to many things. We are very close. We're very close to Balaram Purnima, the celebration of the appearance of Lord Balaram. And of course, we hear that Balaram is Adi Guru, or the original Guru, and that he perfectly teaches us. He perfectly teaches us how to serve Krishna in so many different ways. Of course, Krishna Balaram appeared around 5,000 years ago. And around 500 years ago, we have the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And as Narottam Das Thakur writes in one of his songs, Vrajendra Nandana Se Shachi Suto Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Nitai. So Krishna, the son of Nanda, son of Yashoda, has appeared in this age of Kali as the son of Shachi Devi. And Balaram Hoilo Nitai, Lord Balaram has appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. And what were they doing when they appeared? Narottam Das Thakur, he writes further, Dina Hina Yati Chilo Hari Nama Udarilo Tara Sakshi Jagai Madai. So they appeared and they came to deliver the most fallen, the most wretched, the most fallen. And what is the evidence of this? Tara Sakshi Jagai Madai. The evidence is Jagai and Madai. And of course, they delivered others as well. We hear in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, the Antya Kanda, chapter 5, we hear how Nityananda Prabhu was staying at the house of one great devotee, Hiranya Pandit. And while he was staying there in Navadvip, he was touring Navadvip and some thieves. Some rogues, some thieves, some gangster type of people. They saw Lord Nityananda, and they saw all of the beautiful ornaments that he was wearing. We have similar thing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was a young boy. We have a similar thing that Srila Prabhupada tells us, pastime of the thieves coming to take Krishna's jewelry. So these thieves became attracted to the jewelry or the ornaments of Lord Nityananda. So they thought, okay, let us rob him of his ornaments. So what they did one night is they surrounded the house of Hiranya where Nityananda Prabhu was staying, and they were planning to steal his ornaments. And the first particular night that that happened, or that they were trying to do that, they were unsuccessful. Does anyone remember why? The first night? I'm sorry? Yes. Yes, true. Okay. Very, very good. They fell asleep. That happened the first night. So it didn't work out because they were going to rob and then they fell asleep and they woke up and the sun was out and unsuccessful. So then they go back and then they come back the second day. They're about to rob him again. But then, does anyone remember what happened the second day? There's 3 days. So first we've got, they fell asleep. Second day, I mean, I remember if any, I looked into it before, so. Yes, yes, okay. That's close, that's close. So the second night, they were, big guards were there, like guards that they've never seen before, soldiers they've never seen before. So the thieves went there, going to attack Lord Nityananda. But while they're about to plunder the house, all of a sudden they see these huge soldiers there, like big, like tall, strong soldiers marching around. And what were they doing? Chanting Hare Krishna. They were chanting Hare Krishna. So they became fearful. So then they gave that up. And then the third one, as you were saying, we'll ask, does anyone remember what happened the third day? Yes. So what happened is, first they were blinded. They lost their vision. And then they were attacked by all different types of insects, and they fell in ditches, and then it started raining, and storm came. And then at one particular point, the leader of the thieves, of the gang, he had this revelation, really, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, and he realized how foolish he was, how fallen he was, how foolish he was, and he actually begged Nityananda Prabhu for his mercy. And not only did he become a great devotee, pure devotee, but actually all of his gang did as well. And they became elevated Vaishnavas. Said they were crying and chanting and dancing and so on, all of these ecstatic symptoms we hear. So we hear this in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And it's a beautiful pastime to read in detail with purports and so on when everyone has time or when everyone makes time. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu, as Adi Guru, as original guru, Nityananda Balaram, he is coming to deliver so many fallen conditioned souls. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the Madhya Leela, chapter 16, I think text 65, he says that, in a purport, he says that by the mercy, well, he says specifically that Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai and Madai. And he said, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, a representative of Nityananda Prabhu, a representative of the disciplic succession, they could deliver so many thousands of Jagais and Madais. Of course, Srila Prabhupada was humbly referring to himself. So in this way, we see that Srila Prabhupada is a perfect representative of Nityananda Prabhu, engaging in the same mission. His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami mentions how when he was in Bombay with Srila Prabhupada, and there was one disciple who was deviating. So he left the ashram and he was associating with some bogus yogi. And what the disciple was, he was associating with him, and he was trying to learn a particular art from this yogi. He was trying to learn the art of passing a coin, you know, in one ear throughout the other one. That's what he was trying to learn. And Tamal Krishna Goswami was telling Prabhupada about this and how foolish it was. But then later on, the same disciple who was associating with his yogi, he started going to different people in Bombay and trying to make them life members. Not with the idea of turning that money into the temple or turning that to Srila Prabhupada, but with the idea of collecting it for himself, which is really bad. So Tamal Krishna Goswami told Srila Prabhupada about this, and he was speaking with Prabhupada in such a way that, well, shouldn't we do something about this? Shouldn't this person be, if you want to say, rejected? And then Srila Prabhupada said that the mercy of Lord Nityananda is unlimited. The mercy of Lord Nityananda is unlimited. Of course, you know, we shouldn't take advantage of that, but that's what Srila Prabhupada said. So yes, it is a wonderful thing to be a part of that, part of the Hare Krishna movement, in which we have such merciful personalities as Srila Prabhupada, as Lord Nityananda, and so on. And ultimately, we, as their followers, are also supposed to be in that mood to whatever degree we can. That mood of mercy, that mood of forgiveness, that mood of compassion, trying to extend ourselves. So in today's particular purport, we are hearing of Kapila Muni and how he's in a direct expansion of Krishna and how he's enlightening by his transcendental knowledge. We're also hearing that that is the business of the spiritual master as well, to enlighten. And when we talk about, when we talk about God, or we talk about Krishna, we talk about a representative of God, a representative of Krishna, a guru, people sometimes do not like this at all. Like the idea of God or the idea of a guru, like someone you have to surrender to or something. And really that's the rebellious nature of the conditioned souls. They don't want to surrender to Krishna and to the Guru and to the Vaishnavas. They'll surrender to other, many, many other types of engagements and many other types of things, but they won't surrender to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was in Seattle one time, and there was one young man in the audience. And he said that, you're talking about surrender, but I don't want to surrender. And then Srila Prabhupada told the young man, he said, you have diagnosed your own disease. And he said, actually, the fact is, you are forced to surrender. You have to surrender to the laws of nature. You have to surrender to birth, death, old age, disease. You have to surrender. You have to surrender to your boss, what he wants you to do in order for you to get paid. You have to surrender. So Srila Prabhupada said, it's not a question of surrender or not surrender. He said, it's a question of who are we going to surrender to. He said, if we surrender to material nature, if we surrender to Maya, that is the path of suffering. If we surrender to Krishna and the spiritual master and the devotees, then that is, we are happy. We're satisfied. So it's not a question of to surrender or not to surrender. It's just who are we going to surrender to. So, yeah, people may not like this idea. And maybe to some degree within us, we may not like it. I mean, I'm not examining anyone's heart here today. Can't do that, but I can examine my own heart. I have plenty to examine. But the whole idea behind Krishna consciousness is to really try to get free from that. Any last tinge of that, any last tinge of resistance towards Krishna that we may have. Because ultimately, without really accepting the proper mood of humility and service to one's spiritual masters and the Vaishnavas and Krishna, we can't really be successful in Krishna consciousness, like ultimately successful. Again, when Srila Prabhupada was in Delhi, he was at a Pandal program, a big lecture. About 15, 20,000 people were there. And there was one American man in the audience, and devotees recall how he was looking very rough. He had a bunch of chains and kind of bare-chested with his leather vest and so on, and kind of rough-looking, like maybe like a biker type of guy or something like that. Tough guy. So then, right in the middle of the talk, he started challenging Srila Prabhupada on stage. And Prabhupada said, "Bring him up." Can you believe it? In front of 20,000 people. Prabhupada said, "Bring him up." So the devotees brought him up. And Prabhupada said, "Give him asan." So they gave him a seat. And then Srila Prabhupada said, "Give him a microphone." So they gave him a microphone. So then they started having a conversation in front of 20,000 people. And then the young man said to Prabhupada, "How old is Bhagavad Gita?" And Srila Prabhupada said, 5,000 years old. And the man said, "Well, according to my authorities, it says 2,000 years old. And Srila Prabhupada said, "That's nonsense." And then the man started asking more challenging questions. And then Srila Prabhupada stopped him and he said, "You answer my question. What is the process for understanding transcendental knowledge?" And the man said, "I asked you first." And then Srila Prabhupada said, "I'm not your servant. What is the process for understanding Bhagavad Gita?" So it actually became a bit of a bit of a fight up there on stage. Of course, Prabhupada's transcendental anger. But eventually the fellow got so angry that devotees removed him off the stage. And it actually, devotees were distributing books, those who were there, they recall, it divided the audience. Some were for the young man, and some were on Srila Prabhupada's side. So the devotees, they retreated with their books to the backstage. And then one of the organizers of it, Malati Devi was there. And a number of disciples were there. But one of the organizers he made a statement out loud. He said, "Your Gurudev ruined the program." He ruined it. And then Malati Devi, with her hand, she slapped the man in the face. And she said, "My guru didn't ruin anything." Anyways. But Srila Prabhupada was demonstrating a very important point. He was actually demonstrating live the process for understanding transcendental knowledge. The man was in a challenging mood, but that's not the process. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevya upadankshantite jnanam jnaninas tatvadarshanaha. One has to approach the spiritual master with the devotees with submission, with humility, and with humble inquiry and service. That is the process of transcendental knowledge. That's what Krishna says. So Prabhupada was very expertly demonstrating that. So when we talk about advancing in Krishna consciousness, which naturally anyone who begins the process of chanting and anyone who takes initiation and anyone who's in the process, we want to advance. But when we talk about advancing in Krishna consciousness, our advancement is made possible if we're able to cultivate the right mood, cultivate the right attitude. With an attitude which is faulty to different degrees, that hampers our progress. And ultimately, it could take a very long time with a really faulty attitude. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Instruction in the very beginning, he says that advancement in Krishna consciousness, the advancement of the practitioner in Krishna consciousness depends on the attitude of the follower. So, we want to read, we want to hear, we want to associate with those who have caught the right mood. And then hopefully we could be more and more influenced by that. And in this way, we can make more and more progress. Yeah. And largely, I mean, one thing that Rupa Goswami was his disappearance yesterday, but he wrote, right, we have his Nectar of Instruction, Upadeshamrita. Atyahara priyasascha prajalpaniyamagraha janasanga shalalyamcha shadbir bhakti vinashyati. So there's six things that destroy. He doesn't say other, he uses the word vinashyati, just destroy. So, of course, we're not going to go through all of that because it takes, but we have time constraints right now. But one of the things is niyamagraha, which is broken down into two. One means neglecting the rules and regulations. Hey, forget about it. It's not so important. Why are you guys making a big deal out of it? That tends to sometimes be the mood and certain pockets throughout the world. But then there's also the idea of the other one, niyamagraha, I'm not sure, I forgot which one is which, but The other one is just to do things mechanically or without heart or not really understanding the reason behind that, which is sometimes a tendency within groups as well. But specifically, not talking about giving up the rules, not talking about that one, but specifically talking about the one not really understanding why we're doing something and not putting our heart into it as much as we could, as much as we can. That really creates a really huge problem in spiritual movements, especially amongst leaders, if they're in this mood. And the problem is that without really trying, without putting one's heart into it, one will not get that taste. One will not get the attraction to Krishna. But one will have the external markings of a Vaishnav, but then they're not experiencing that taste. But then that leads into all types of really difficult circumstances. We start mistreating people, this, that, whatever, offending people. And we're not happy, so it leads to so many disastrous things. And as one devotee, Navina Nirada, he was a book distributor, you know him, the book distributor, famous book distributor, but he said when devotees go out on book distribution, they say, this is how to be happy, this is how to be peaceful, this particular book. And then Navina Nirada made the point, they look at the book, and then they look at you, they look at the book, they look at you, they look at the book, and it has to match. So by not trying or doing things mechanically, we don't experience that taste. And then people think, oh, this is just another, you know, this is just another one of those religions that we don't care about. So it's difficult for the individual, difficult for others. Positively, if we try, then Krishna will reciprocate. If we try to, as hard as we can, to extend ourselves enthusiastically in the service of Krishna, then Krishna will reciprocate. Krishna is the most merciful, and he'll reciprocate with us. Right? Yayata mam prapadyante tamstadaiva bhujamiham. So yeah, that's the idea. That's really what he wants us to do, really, is just to try. Srila Prabhupada, he got a letter from one disciple, and apparently this disciple was struggling with something. Not sure what it was, but Srila Prabhupada called another one of his disciples over, and he was communicating to this disciple who he was personally with. He was talking about how this disciple was struggling. And Srila Prabhupada, he said, just see how much this boy is struggling for Krishna. And Prabhupada was happy about it in the sense that he was trying. He was struggling through his difficulties to get to a higher platform. So yeah, that's the right mood. Okay, does anybody have any questions or comments? I was hoping Pushkar Prabhu would be here, but unfortunately... Oh, okay, good. Okay, I was hoping that he would be here. Maybe next time, if I come next time, maybe I could personally invite him. Anyways, yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you.
A very nice class. So when thinking about surrender, you know, it's like people in the material world, they surrender in so many different ways, and then they're cheated.
Yes.
So, you know, sometimes we hear, like, becoming a devotee is like, if you're in the ocean, you happen to come up through a hole in the log. It's like so unlikely,
mm-hmm.
almost impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So, without the mercy of a devotee, it does seem so difficult because you're so used to being cheated in so many ways, right?
Yes.
So I guess, you know, for the devotees to be warm and friendly, and merciful, helping people who are new.
Yes.
That is, it's kind of the key, right?
Yes.
To helping.
Yes, people. Definitely. That's a great point. Yeah, I mean, people, practically, does you remember that verse, Namam Duskritina Mudha? Which verse is it in the Bhagavad Gita? Yeah. Namam Duskritina Mudha Prapadyante. 7:15? Okay. In relation to your point, there's Prabhupada writes a very beautiful thing that I always took inspiration from. Let's see here. 1 second. Says, Srila Prabhupada says, yes. So, this is in 7:15, the purport. Says, when the whole population becomes... let's see here. Okay, yeah. When the whole population becomes Naradama, or fallen, naturally, all their so-called education is made null and void by the all-powerful energy of physical nature. According to the standard of the Gita, a learned man is he who sees on equal terms the learned Brahman, dog, cow, elephant, and dog eater. That is the vision of a true devotee. Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is the incarnation of Godhead as divine master, delivered the typical Naradamas, the brothers Jagai and Madai, and showed how the mercy of a real devotee is bestowed upon the lowest of mankind. So the Naradama, who is condemned by the personality of Godhead, can again revive his spiritual consciousness only by the mercy of a devotee. Yeah. And then Srila Prabhupada writes how most people are in that particular category. So, yeah, Prabhupada's writing here that it's they revive their Krishna consciousness by the mercy of a devotee. So that's why it's like, I mean, as soon as we mark ourselves as devotees, we're representatives, whether we like that or not. Like whatever we do, whatever we say, like however we deal with people, people notice that and they mark that. So as the very good point you're making, that we have to be merciful, kind with others, because that can possibly help them get closer to Krishna. And as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing us, right? Yare deketaha ka krishtu bidesh. Whoever you are, wherever you are, wherever you go, you try to give people Krishna, and this way become a spiritual master, a guru, a teacher, and liberate the land. So to be a representative of Krishna, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants all of us to be, he's instructing us that way, he's ordering us, that means we have to stand, we have to represent what he stands for, or else where's the question of representing? Like, if my master is kind and merciful and, you know, forgiving, and I'm the representative, and I'm not that, then I'm not representing properly. So, yeah, so that's why it's very important. Of course, at the same time, people should understand, of course, but that's the problem, people don't understand sometimes, that we can't judge the whole Vaishnav practice or the whole Krishna conscious movement on some devotee misbehaving, because that person might have not been very advanced. So, but we look at the most advanced personalities as, yeah. So anyways, would you like to say something
else? I was remembering a story where Sri Kirti, he was noticing how surrendered so many devotees were and how much love they showed for Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
And he was confiding that he just didn't feel the same thing that he was observing. For Prabhupada, you know, he made the point that because he was serving, that is how he was showing his love. So sometimes,
yeah,
I guess feelings and actions, they don't always match up. But I just saw Pushkar come, so.
Hare Krishna. So yeah, that's another a great point that with Shruti Kirti and Srila Prabhupada, that Shruti Kirti was saying, Srila Prabhupada, I don't feel the same emotions that all your disciples were feeling. It was in L.A. because all the devotees were chanting and dancing and crying, and then Shruti Kirti said he wasn't feeling that. So then he asked during Prabhupada's massage, and then Prabhupada said, He actually didn't respond at that moment, but then he responded later, and he asked him, do you like to serve me? Do you like to serve? And then Shruti Kirti said, oh yes, Prabhupada, I love to serve you. That's my life. You know, I live for that. You know, that's what he was saying in essence. And Srila Prabhupada said, then that's real devotion. That's real bhakti devotion. And he said, anybody, they could chant and dance and cry and all that, but you're doing service. This is very valuable. So, yeah, so sometimes the emotions may not be visible, and a lot of the times they're not. But there's certain characteristics that we hear about in Scripture that let us know where we are, where somebody else is. So, yeah, thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other question, comment?
Hari Bol, thank you for a nice class. So the quality of compassion is very essential. One devotee was telling me the other day that he said many devotees are, you know, might be attending the programs and so forth, but sometimes devotees are sick in the hospital and so forth. They serve the mission their whole life.
Yeah.
And then sometimes they're in nursing home and so on. no devotee would go and see them or, or whatever, really. I mean, so he says, I am looking at the devotees, and okay, they're attending all the program and doing all these things, but they're not showing compassion to these other people.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like that. You know, no, he was telling me that, you know. So so when I reflect, you know, I think indeed, you know, we have to try to imbibe this quality more and really try to be introspective and try to be helpful.
Yes.
And it's essential, really. And so if we cannot, they say, what is it? Charity begins at home. If you can't show compassion to your own people, then how are you going to go show compassion to the world?
You know? Mm-hmm. You had something to say about that, Pran Govinda? Prabhu?
I don't agree with that because I just joined in the care group. I see the devotee really care for, I don't know the whole world, but I do know about Alachua.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of nice Prabhus and mothers in that group. They really care. Even Maharaj, I don't know if Maharaj knows how much really they talk. How is he doing? Devotee cares. Maybe they don't put it in the, you know, through the microphone.
Yeah.
But they do. They are caring. They do go there. They inquire.
Yeah.
So for Alachua group, there is a seva care, and they do care. Devotee do care for other devotees.
Nice.
But you should know, the devotee do care.
Okay. No, I mean, what I'm saying that this devotee, I went with this devotee to see, you know, an advanced devotee there, and then he was telling me that. So I was wondering if it was coming from him or he was coming from the devotee he went to see, you know. So so within my mind, I was studying, I mean, maybe what he's saying makes sense, you know.
Yeah.
But what Prana Govinda is saying is also makes a lot of sense. That a lot of devotees, you know, but anyhow, the point is, we got to be very reflective.
Yeah.
And try to be more aware of
this. Yeah, I mean, as a society, right, International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada was thinking very big, and that he wanted to expand and expand and expand, and a society really takes care of the needs of all its members on all levels. So that means elderly care, that means hospice care, that means so many different, everything, schools and so on. So we are a relatively new movement, at least in the Western world. And yeah, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we're here. But we also have a lot of work to do throughout ISKCON to increase these different type and better and create these different types of care systems and so on. So, yeah. All right.
Hare Krishna.
Okay.
Yeah. Hare Krishna, thank you. How to achieve the 100% surrender? 100% in the sense, I see some Maharaj, they are fully dedicated. Up to go to the Maharaj level, then only I can attain the 100% surrender.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just briefly, whether they're, whatever situation they're in, grihasthas or whatever, vanaprastha, sannyas, whatever, but if someone's surrendered, they're surrendered. If they're surrendered to Krishna, they're surrendered. So if we see that in others, we can associate with them and try to learn from them. And we most likely won't be able to surrender 100% immediately. And it happens sometimes, but generally not. It's a process. We're working our way up gradually. So, but of course, we don't want to be too gradual. So, okay, thank you all very much. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.